Hello and welcome to the live stream service from St John's Church, right in the heart of Cardiff. It's Sunday the 24th of May and it's Pentecost Sunday. Today we remember the outpouring of the Holy Spirit on the first disciples and the early believers. I'm Sarah, I'm the Vicar of St John's and it's my job, my pleasure, my privilege to say it's great to have you here. St John's is a growing community. We're centred in Cardiff, but members of our community are spread across the world. And we hope that you'll enjoy having time with each other and with God and being part of St John's community. Wherever you're based, however you've found us, you are welcome here. It's good to have you with us. If you choose to put your first names and locations in the comments on YouTube, we'll try to welcome you personally, and your comments will act as a sign of who we are gathering here with today. There's no pressure, but if you'd like to, that would be great. If you can, please do stay with us right to the end of the service, as we do have some photos and lots and lots and lots and lots of photos of Ollie, our music director, who leaves us today. So a bit of an homage to Ollie in the outro video. So who do we have online here today? Well, first up was Oscar. And Oscar says, Prenhan dar pob. Good afternoon, everyone. Hope you are all staying hydrated. Oscar, it's great to see you. It really is. I've kind of lost track. Are you UK side or have you moved via the aeroplane? Let me know. But either way, just great to have you with us. Ruth joins us next. Hello, everyone, on this warm, sunny Sunday. It is. It's glorious. It's probably about my maximum operating temperature. That's good news today. Tomorrow will be 3 or 4 degrees warmer. So we'll see how we get on. But lovely to see you today, Ruth. And thanks for tuning in just now and taking part. Over to Northern Germany and we can report sun in Lübeck. I'm so pleased because the winters in Lübeck can be quite cold. So Bjorn says, hello, everyone. Hope you are fine. Today is, oh my word, okay. Okay. Fin Sonntag. Well, I know it says Sonntag at the end of it. I'll look up the pronunciation. I will, but it must mean Pentecost. I'll have a little look. Pronunciation test for me. I didn't do very well, did I? Greetings from a sunny Lübeck. Bjorn, it's great to have you with us. I will work on the pronunciation. Aidan joins us from a few miles up the road. Hi, everyone. It's a scorching sunny day here. Barely any breeze to take the edge off. Quite so. Quite so. Yes, indeed. But it's great to have you with us. And Heather joins us. Heather, who is preaching today for us on the live stream and preached at the 10 o'clock this morning. You'll see by her icon, she has a coat on. I can guarantee you she doesn't have a coat on today. And Heather says, Prenhan dar, good afternoon. Hope you're enjoying this glorious day. Tracy says, hiya. So we say hiya. Back to you, Tracy. Great to have you with us. And your mum. Oscar says, nope, still in Wales. Thank you, Oscar. Thanks for the update there. Thank you very much indeed, Bjorn. He said, I didn't do too badly, look, on the pronunciation. Well done, he says. So that's the people who are with us absolutely live. Ruth, another Ruth, may be joining us. She usually does. Not quite sure about today. Ruth, if you're with us, hello. And hello to Janet, who sometimes sneaks in without a fanfare. Very warm welcome to you as well if you are listening on the phone. So hello to Iris, Jane, Jane's friends, Ivy, Helen and Marilyn. You are all welcome. So friends, in the midst of this world, with its difficulties and its joys, we gather together today to hear of God's love for us and for the whole world. We're in the presence of God and of each other. We are a community. And so, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us remember when we have fallen short of our calling to be disciples of Jesus. May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by his Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. Here's the collect for Pentecost. It was recorded for us and it's read for us by Fred, who I haven't seen for a while, but his recording was so good, I kept it from a year or so ago.
Collect for the day of Pentecost. God, who at this time taught the hearts of your faithful people by sending them to the light of your Holy Spirit, grant us, by the same Spirit, to have a right judgment in all things and evermore to rejoice in his holy comfort. Through the merits of Christ Jesus, our Saviour, who is alive and reigns with you, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
And now here's today's reading. Because it's Pentecost, it comes from the book of the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2. It starts at verse 1, and it's recorded for us by a previous church warden, Quentin.
When the day of Pentecost had come, the disciples were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues, as of fire, appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages, as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us, in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt, and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs. In our own languages, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power." All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They're filled with new wine."
But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them. "Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you, and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heaven above, and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Started by Quentin, an ex-church warden, finished by Ruth, also a previous church warden. And now here's Heather with her address.
Pentecost isn't simply a day when the church remembers something that happened long ago. We stand inside the story. We hear again the rushing wind, the astonished voices, and the fire of God resting upon ordinary people. In the Gospel according to John, Jesus stands during the Feast of Booths and cries out, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink. Out of the believer's heart shall flow rivers of living water." And John explains, by this he meant the Spirit. At Pentecost, that promise burst open. In Acts chapter 2, the believers are gathered in prayer when suddenly heaven breaks in. Wind, fire, praise, boldness. The Holy Spirit descends, not as an abstract force, but as the living presence of God poured out upon God's people. These are no longer the disciples, hidden behind locked doors. Before Pentecost, Peter hides. After Pentecost, Peter proclaims. Before Pentecost, fear governs them. After Pentecost, the love of God flows through them toward the nations. That is what living water does. Jesus chose this image carefully because he knew humanity is thirsty. Thirsty for peace in anxious times. Thirsty for forgiveness beneath the weight of guilt. Thirsty for hope in a world marked by sorrow and death. Into that thirst, Christ cries, "Come to me and drink." Not come to me and admire, not merely observe, but drink. Receive, believe, be filled. The Spirit quenches the deepest thirst of the human soul. But Jesus doesn't say believers receive merely a cup of water. He says, out of the believer's heart shall flow rivers of living water. The Spirit is not meant to remain hidden within us like a stagnant pool. The Spirit flows outward. Rivers don't exist for themselves. A river nourishes fields, sustains cities, and carries life wherever it goes. So too the Spirit flows through believers into a thirsty world. That is exactly what happens at Pentecost. The believers are filled with the Spirit, and immediately the life of God begins to overflow. Frightened people become life-giving people. The gospel flows outward like a mighty river, and that remains the calling of the church. Where there is hatred, the Spirit flows with love. Where there is despair, the Spirit flows with hope. Where there is spiritual drought, the Spirit carries the refreshing mercy of God. The good news of Pentecost is this. The river has not run dry. The Spirit still flows. Christ still invites the thirsty. And the church is still called to overflow with the life of God for the sake of the world.
Thank you, Heather. And so we come now to our time of intercession. And if anyone has anybody or anything which is on their hearts at this moment, if you'd like to put it into the comments on YouTube, we'll try to pray for your intention in real time. While we're gathering the concerns of our hearts, let's remember the promises and commitments that we made to one another to be a praying and prayerful community.
Hi, my name's Laura, and I'll pray with you today.
Hello, I'm Tayo, and I will pray with you today. Hi, I'm Vanessa, and I shall be glad to pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Renda. I pray for you.
My name's Ruth, and I'll be praying for you.
Hello, I'm Glenys, and I will be praying with you today.
Hello, I'm Anne, and I will pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Amanda, and I'll pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Rachel, and I will pray for you today.
Hi, I'm Quentin, and I'm praying for you.
Hi, I'm Janet, and I'm praying for you.
Hello, I'm Evan. I'll pray for you.
Holy God, we give you thanks for this good day. We ask you to bless us as we meet in your name. We pray for our communities, for the people with whom we share our houses and spaces. We pray for our neighbourhoods, for our workplaces and colleges. We pray for your blessing on all of these places. We pray that we may shine like lights in your world. We thank you for your presence, and we pray that we might remember your presence on good days and on bad days. We pray for the peace of the world, for the people of Iran, for the people of the United States, for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray for our Israeli kindred, and we pray for our Muslim siblings and the residents of Gaza. We pray for people who fear powerful countries, so we continue to pray for the Uyghurs of China, the people of Hong Kong and Tibet and Taiwan, the people of Greenland and Venezuela and Cuba who fear the United States' power. We pray for the people of Afghanistan in this famine, and particularly for the women whose rights are forever being diminished. We pray for all those in education taking exams at this time, for all who work in education, those who set and mark exams, those responsible for school and university buildings and workplaces. And with Oscar, we pray for all who are mourning and who feel lost without their loved ones. In particular, we also pray for Ottie, who is mourning her aunt Nancy at this time. We pray for those who have asked for our prayers, and amongst them for Susan and Sylvia, for Snow's Uncle David, for Celeste's grandfather Bill, for Janet, Marilyn, Sophie and Angie. And in a short time of quiet, let us offer to God the concerns of our own hearts this day. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. And so we say together the Lord's Prayer in its more traditional format. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever.
Amen.
Well, we got the Lord's Prayer eventually. Now, before the blessing and our usual set of outros, I just want to say that those of you in the United Kingdom may know this has been a difficult week for trans people and for people who are non-binary or gender non-conforming. And so I simply want to say this on behalf of St. John's to all trans people. I want to say to the members of our church community and to all trans folks, St. John's sees you and values you. We love you and we care about you. You're welcome to be yourself with us. Everyone should be safe at St. John's, and we'll continue to work to make that so. And trans people are as safe as any other group of people. Let us know if we can help in these difficult days. We are here for you. And all of us at St. John's are hoping that the outworking of the EHRC guidance comes out with a bit of dignity for trans people, and indeed that people who are worried about trans people's presence in society may also find their fears to be allayed. We'll be back at St. John's in an hour or so for Evensong. And I'd like to thank you for being with us today and for being part of this community of St. John's. Evening prayer this week is on Wednesday, Thursday and Friday. Usually it's 5 days a week. There's a bank holiday and I'm not here on Tuesday. So we're starting it on Wednesday. It lasts 15 minutes, takes place on Zoom. Friday, we have our usual noon Eucharist. Next week, Trinity Sunday. We'll be at St. John's at 10, on the live stream at 4, on the phone at 5, and Evensong at 6. However you join us, it's great to have you with us, and each and every one of you is very much part of our community. And here's God's blessing for us all. The God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, establish, strengthen, and settle you in the faith. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be among you and remain with you always. Amen. We'll end, as we always do, with an outro. Heather has given us some wonderful photos from today. As I said at the beginning of the service, we say goodbye to Ollie, our music director today. He's been with us for 5 years. He has been a delight to work with, and it's been a real wonderful time for our choir and for our community because of what the choir does. So I've put together some photos of Ollie over the years. It's a bit of an homage, but Ollie, you deserve it. Hopefully we'll see you next week. For all of us, go in the peace of Christ. Jew, Bendithiog, Chi.